Okay, Beza Hashem, today, since I gave Musar on Wednesday night, so I figured to do with you eight themes and lessons from the Haggadah. Beza Hashem, discuss some important inyanim that I think are both yisodos in Haggadah Shel Pesach, as well as will sort of connect it to Musar in the sense that I won't say a Musar Shem, that we did already, but bring out how these yisodos are also very, very important lessons. I want to share with you, first of all, Lel Pesach is the night of Mesorah. It's the night of Mesorah. Rav Ginsberg Shlita from Rav Soloveitchik has that beautiful line, the March of Centuries. That's the March of Mesorah. And I want to share with you another aspect of this Bechina of Mesorah, and in of itself, I get my spine gets tingled when I think about how this is part of the Mesorah. I heard from Rav Braunschweigel and Rav Schechter, who heard from Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, who heard from his father, who was at, of course, his father's Seder, Rav Chaim's Seder. The Rav Chaim would start his Seder with the following question. And that is a very basic question about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, about the night of Pesach. And that is, at the end of the day, the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. The Chinuch counts it as a separate mitzvah, mitzvah Chaf Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. But there's a basic question, and that is, at the end of the day, that mitzvah seems to be repetitious. You went to shul on Friday night. And this is a Shagas Aryeh's question. Rav Chaim would start with the Shagas Aryeh's question. You go to shul on Friday night, or any night of the week, and you say Kriya Shema. Your Yotze, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you go to shul on the night of Pesach, you say Kriya Shema. By the way, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you need to be mechavein. It's not clear in the Mishneh Berurah, but the pasuk we say is Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Etzeis Yeschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Frek Dehelig Shagas Aryeh, you're mekayim the mitzvah already. So how could it be that there's a separate mitzvah? So if you want to say v'chol amar b'lisaper b'tzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach harezem b'shulach matov u'manoim, that's beautiful. No one in their question was suggesting that you shouldn't be mar b'lisaper b'tzias Mitzrayim. But why is it that the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah? Azoy Reb Chaim at gefrekt in Anfang von Seder. This is how Reb Chaim would ask. That's Reb Chaim's question that he would start out with. Reb Chaim answered, based on the Rambam in Perek Zayin, that there are three fundamental differences between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number one, the Rambam spells out in Perek Zayin that it's done derech shelo u'tshuva. It's done through the process of question and answer. So what we're going to see is that on the night of Pesach, when you say Kriya Shema, you're mekayim the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's an entirely qualitatively different mitzvah. It's an entirely different mitzvah than Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number one, it's done derech shelo u'tshuva. Number two, it's done with a narrative. Maschil begnus v'sayim b'shevach. We start off, in contrast to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a proclamation, Ani Hashem Elokechem, sharetzeis yeschem. When it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's what we would say in modern English, a narrative, a story. It's not a proclamation. And number three is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is done b'shosh yesh matzah u'marum menachem lefanecha. That's what the Rambam emphasized. We have it at the end of Magid, that the matzah u'marum is supposed to be in front of you. This adkan divrei hagrach zatzal. This is Reb Chaim's yisod, that this is the difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. As we're going to see at the end of the talk, in about a half hour from now, we'll see that in the end of Magid, Reb Braunschweigel added when he said this over, that the goal of all those things is Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo. The Rambam has a slightly different girsa. A person's supposed to visualize himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. That's going to be the goal. But that's the difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Reb Braunschweigel added that what we get to over here in Leil HaSeder is that this Bechina of Sipur of Vihigadeta Levincha becomes a model to Jewish pedagogy. What I mean by that is that in contrast to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, where there's a mitzvah for a person to proclaim to himself, notice, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is done Beino vein atzmo. It's something that an individual does to himself. In contrast, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the essence is v'igadita levincha, is to pass it on to the next generation. Of course, hence the word Passover. It's the essence being limsor midor ledor. And Rabbi Braunschweigel added that this is a yesod not only in the night of Pesach. And many of you are going to be sitting around the table with people who are different, different backgrounds, different emphasis in their lives. And what one needs to remember is that it's not enough to simply proclaim. Jewish pedagogy, Jewish education, is about reaching the Talmidim, reaching the individuals that are in front of you. And therefore, there are three parts. Emir Tzeshem, every single one of you are going to one day become Rabbeim. Some of you will be Rabbeim to your children. Some of you will be Rabbeim in a yeshiva. And it's important to realize that when it comes to Jewish education, there are three parts my Rebbe emphasized. Number one is that it has to be done by Derech Shelu Tshuva. I mentioned to Talmidim in the past that Reb Chaim, when he built his famous shiurim, his famous chidushim that eventually became Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, those chidushim were built when Reb Chaim walked around the Beis Medrash and he asked his Talmidim what was on their mind. He didn't say shiur on chidushim that was stam, things that were bothering him. He went around, he asked Rabbi Zalman, Rabbi Zalman's nickname was Zuna. He said to him, Zuna, what's bothering you? He went over to Rabbi Raftali, he asked him, what's bothering you? And from that's where the Chidushim came from. So number one is that Chinuch revolves around the She'elos HaTalmidim, She'elo Tshuva, number one. Number two is, it can't be just a dry lecture. It needs to be with a story of Klal Yisrael. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Maschil Begnus V'Sayim B'Shevach. It's a story of Klal Yisrael. And number three is that you need props. That for young children, B'Shar She'esh Matzah L'Marim Menachem L'Fanecha. And if you think about it, what we use as props, we don't have props like in show and tell in kindergarten, but our props are the Rajba's a prop. Ravina is a prop. We tell stories about the Rajba. It's not just the Rajba's alive. It's not just that one is learning the dry. You need to figure out what's the MS and that's it. No. The Rajba has a Shita. Pnei Yoshua has a Shita. Pnei Yoshua is never wrong. Pnei Yoshua is an alive Talmud Chacham who represents one of the Chachmei HaMesara. So every single one of these Bechinos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is all about the living Mesorah. That is the difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's lesson number one. These three things are Yesodos in terms of Chinuch. Okay, so the Seder begins, point number two. Seder begins and we have Kaddish. So there's a very, very interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch, which Magen Avraham struggles to understand. And that is, in general, when it comes to Hilchos Kiddush, so when are you allowed to make Kiddush? The answer is on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to make Kiddush early. Yet, however, when it comes to the night of Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to make Kiddush after Tzeis HaKochavim. People are bothered. Why do you have to make Kiddush after Tzeis HaKochavim? Normally, Kiddush is supposed to be done as soon as you want, after Plag HaMincha. What's unique about Leil Pesach? So Magen Avraham points out that we see from here that this Kiddush is not a regular Kiddush. That this Kiddush is not simply Kiddush of Yom Tov. It's, of course, the first of the four Kosos. And therefore, it begins with the mitzvos halayla. It begins with Tzeis HaKochavim when you have the mitzvos halayla. That's how Rabbi Yosher Ber explained this idea in regards to the first of the Kosos being Kiddush, and specifically after Tzeis HaKochavim. Interestingly, after we just got through explaining that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a fundamentally different mitzvah than Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we just got through saying that the first of the Kosos is the first part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's very interesting that what we emphasize is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zman Cheiroseinu Mikra Kodesh, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's the pshat? You would have expected from above that somehow the gears of Kiddush be a little bit different. The answer is the Yesod in Chassidus. And this is lesson number two that emerges from the Haggadah. The Slonim Rebbe has emphasized that the word Kiddush means l'kadesh, that a person needs to sanctify and prepare himself. Rabbosai, if the Leil HaSeder is going to work, if it's going to be effective, if you're going to accomplish what you need to accomplish in Leil HaSeder, if those of you around you at your table are going to accomplish what you need to accomplish at the Leil HaSeder, you have to be Mekadesh. Kiddush in Chassidus means two things. Number one, it means lahachin, to prepare. And number two, it means Kedusha. And that is, like every Yom Tov, the more that you prepare, the more that you're going to get out of it. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a statement the person makes to himself. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a statement of Emunah. It's not a dialectic. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a dialectic. The more we are Balei Emunah, the more we're Mekadesh ourselves with Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more effective we will be in being a vehicle in conveying Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And further says the Heiliges Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says that these days, in terms of Kiddush, these days are Mesugo LeKiddusha. The days after Parshas Parah Adumah is a time that's designated for Kiddusha. And how Kadosh, how holy we become, is going to affect what type of Yitzias Mitzrayim we're going to have. So Kiddush means, number one, Lahachin, to prepare, to be Mekadesh oneself, this internal process of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Be'emuna. And secondly, is an avoda for Kedusha. That's lesson number two. Number three, we'll skip for now up until Magid. Magid is actually quite strange, the way in which it begins. If you look in the Mishnayos, you look in the Heilige Rambam, take a look and you'll see that Magid begins with Manishtana. We pointed out that the first distinction between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is the questions. There's a very late addition in all of our Agadas, and that's Halach Ma'anya. Very, very strange thing. Halach Ma'anya is clearly in Aramaic. It was something that was added later on, where we say, Kol Dich V'Yesei V'Yechol, Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yifsach, where we invite guests. Why is it that we start off Magid with this? If it's so important, why is it that it appears specifically here at the opening of Magid? And what does it tell us about the essence of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It starts off the mitzvah halayla, halach ma'anya. So I'd like to suggest a little bit of a chiddush. I'd like the Talmidei Chacham to tell me whether they like it or not. There is a famous discussion, late discussion in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer suggested that, and our great Rabbeim, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, as well as Rav Shechter Shlita, said that there's room to be choshesh v'z Avnei Nezer. There might be a rush on Daf Lamechesem Psachim that seems to be choshesh v'z Avnei Nezer. And that is, that just like the halacha is, that when it comes to sukkahs, there's a requirement that the lulav needs to belong to you. U'lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon. So too, when it comes to matzah, you also have to own the matzah. Yesh lodun from the sugya matzah meiser sheni on daf lamechesim sachim, whether there's a simon that you need bailus from the rush. I heard Rav Shechter, son of Rishai Shechter, argued relatively convincingly that there might be a makar in the rush. But what's fascinating is that you don't find it in Shulchan Aruch. And the minig Yisrael was never to be makbid for the following. Our great Rabbeim are makbid as a chumrah. Are makbid that if you're at their house, they are makna to you the matzah before Pesach, because you need to own it. Just like when it comes to lulav, you need to own it, so too when it comes to matzah. It's a fascinating chumr. Rabbi Braunschweigel, may have refuah shlema, also used to emphasize it, although he didn't drive home that one should do it, but he emphasized this was known as the chumr of the Avnei Nezer. The Pashtus HaPoskim is not that way. The Pashtus HaPoskim is there's no mention in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura doesn't even record this Chumrah of the Avnei Nezer, that there isn't a requirement of Bailus when it comes to Matzah like there is when it comes to Lulav. There, Matzah Meiser Sheni, Yesh La'ayin. Why is it that there's a difference between the two, going with the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch? So I'd like to suggest that possibly based on understanding the essence of what Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about, we spend some time, and that is the opening point of Magid. It's well known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us freedom simply to be free. The whole goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is what we say in the Dayenu, The whole goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to bring us to Kabbalas HaTorah. Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah. That's what we count to. From Pesach towards Shavuos. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. Kabbalas HaTorah. Am Yisrael is not defined by its biology. I'll prove it to you. It's not B'nai Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, even though we consider ourselves B'nai Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and we are, as the defining characteristic of Klal Yisrael. What binds Klal Yisrael is Kabbalas HaTorah, as the Rosh writes in Brachos. And the proof, of course, is a ger. A ger becomes part of all Klal Yisrael, and after a few doros, he's entirely assimilated, even though he came from an entirely different nation. What defines Klal Yisrael, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Keneged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. It's Kabbalas HaTorah that creates Mishpachas Klal Yisrael. And that's the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the whole goal. The whole goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tavdun Elokim Bahar Hazeh, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to serve me Bahar Hazeh. All of Klal Yisrael is one Mishpacha. And what creates that mishpacha? Not Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were avodim at that moment, but rather it's Kabbalas HaTorah. And the theme of mishpacha is a central theme of Pesach. It's a carbon Pesach, where we're supposed to eat bechabura, and therefore freedom is the aspiration for us to reach the point that we ourselves are bound by Torah. With that so, I'd like to argue that the night of Pesach, the theme, is entirely different than the theme of Sukkot. The theme of Sukkot, Medrash describes, that when we go out with the Lulav and Esrog, it's like a victory party. A victory party in which the soldiers rejoice with their spears and their bullets. What's our spears and bullets? That's the Lulav and Esrog. Each one of us, on Yom HaKippurim, we're in a din Torah. Each one of us as individuals, ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon. Each one of us as individuals go out and celebrate coming out zakoy. Pesach is the exact opposite. Pesach, we don't celebrate our individuality. Pesach, we celebrate, as the Russian brachos describes, arvus, the responsibility for each person in Klal Yisrael. Im kainim advarim, what happened was that Klal Yisrael was missing this. And the Chachamim felt that they needed to emphasize that the essence of Magid are these two points. Number one, we're going to conclude with Dayenu that emphasizes that the whole goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to bring us to Kabbalas HaTorah. Aleph. Beis, to start out, to remember, Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'Yechol, Kol Ditzrich Yeseh V'Yifsach. You could connect this also to Hashata Hacha, Hashata Avde, it's not for now. At the end of the day, the whole goal of the night of Pesach is the sense of arvus, one Jew for the next. Memela, it could very well be that the Pashas of Shulchan Aruch makes sense according to Machshava as well. There is no chiyuv of lechem when it comes to matzah. There isn't personal bailus. Hafuch, the essence is kol dichmin yesei v'yechel. The lessons of this is obvious. Number one is that when we celebrate on the night of Pesach, and one of the most important messages that we could convey, and how you convey this, it all depends on who you're talking to. We're going to see in a moment, Keneged Arba Avanim Divrei Torah, one of the most important messages that we could convey is this idea that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a goal. Yitzias Mitzrayim is simply a process to Kabbalas HaTorah. Why we have to go through that pain in Mitzrayim, that's something we'll get to later on. But that is lesson number three, that the essence is all about a sense of Mishpachas Klal Yisrael. And one parallel to that, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva that when it comes to the mitzvah of chesed, he says part of the mitzvah of chesed is to give one-tenth of one's time sharing Torah with others. And that means every one of us has a responsibility to Klal Yisrael. One of the things that we're responsible to do is to give to others. And the ultimate giving to others is teaching Torah to others. And Rav Moshe writes that a person is supposed to spend a tenth of his time giving to others. That's lesson number three that comes out from Halach Ma'anya and the halachos in regards to whether you need bailus on matzah. If you read the Rambam carefully, going on to Manishtana, the Rambam says that Manishtana means not simply that the child asks, but also the balabayis is supposed to ask. Why would that be? Based on what we had said above. Pesach is a dialectic experience. It's a masa umata, questions and answers. And that's supposed to be absorbing us the entire time. So Magid begins with this Manishtana. It's interesting that there's no bracha. The Mefarshim explain, what's the standard answer that's given why there's no bracha for Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? We just got to explain it's a mitzvah. Why? It's a good question, no? It's a mitzvah. We just defended why it's a separate mitzvah. It's not just Chol HaMa'arveh. So the best answer probably it's given is that it's a Dover She'en Lo Shir. Because we're going to see shortly in Maisa B'Reb Eliezer that the Chol HaMa'arveh L'Saper Yitzias Mitzrayim Hareza Meshubach at the end of Avodah Mayinu as well. And we see that when it comes to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a Dover She'en Lo Shir, and the Rishonim spell out that if there's something that doesn't have a Shir, so then in such a case, it doesn't get a bracha. So you start Magid with Manishtana. The father answers, we have a tradition going back to Poland, going back generations and generations, that my father may be well says, when the enfer is azoy, and the answer is as follows, Avodim ayinu lefaroi b'mitzrayim. That's what they used to say in Europe. So Avodim ayinu lefaroi b'mitzrayim is the answer, is the response to Manishtana. If that's so, then after the stories of Maisa B'Reb Eliezer, if you go on in the Agada, we do have an interesting bracha. Right before the Arba Avonim Divra Torah, we have a bracha. Baruch Hamotlein Baruch Hu. Baruch Shnosan Teir L'Ama Yisrael Baruch Hu. If you take a look, they have a new beautiful Haggadah, it's not so new anymore, from Mosad Rav Kook, if I'm not mistaken, which collects the Rishonim. So if you take a look at that Haggadah, the Rid, the Rashbeitz, and the Shibolei Aleket, that's quite a few Rishonim right there. The Rid, Rashbeitz, and the Shibolei Aleket all point out that this is akin to a Birchas HaTorah. This Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Ama Yisrael, is a Birchas HaTorah that we're making on Magid. So it always bothered me. We just got through saying that there isn't a bracha in the beginning of Magid, right before Manishtan or Halach Mani, wherever you want, because Kol HaMa'arveh it's a Dover She'en Lo Shir. So why is it? How do we explain, according to these Rishonim, that Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, that this is the Birchas HaTorah on Magid? It should be earlier. What does that mean? So it's poshu to me, and Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this din in a different context, it's poshu to me that what the Rid and the Rashbeitz are saying is this is the first time that we have the drushos of Chazal. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Ama Yisrael is not simply a bracha on Magid, it's a very particular part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we're going to come away with, Be'ezer Hashem, is seeing that Magid has very different parts to it. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Ama Yisrael goes immediately prior Keneged Arba Bonim Divra Torah. And Chazal begin to darshan different psukim of four sons, Chachum Ma'u Amar, all of these are psukim, and Chazal are beginning to darshan these psukim. And then the Baal HaGadah goes on, Yachol Merosh Chodesh Tamal Omer Bayomu. It continues the drashos of Chazal. With drashos of Chazal. Up until then, Avodim Ayinu Lefar Mitzrayim doesn't have any drashos, if I'm not mistaken. And therefore, what we're giving a bracha on is a bracha of Torah Shebaal Peh on the drashos of Chazal that related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is this so important? So Rabbosai, this is a Yisod Gadol in Machsheves Yisrael. And that is, every single Jewish experience is seen through the perspective of Chazal, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And that is why we're saying, Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael. We look at Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is not, Rav Soloveitchik's claim, simply telling over as a historical event. It's a process of Talmud Torah. We see Yitzias Mitzrayim through the perspective of Torah. We're going to see later on that all of the Nisim that we experienced as a nation is seen through the perspective of the night of the 15th. All Nisan. This connects to why, on a broader machshava plane, this connects to why many Gedolei Torah were very, very weary of making new holidays that relate to particular events of Klal Yisrael. For example, Rav Soloveitchik was very much opposed that when it came to the Shoah, that there should be another day aside from Tisha B'Av. We already have a tradition through Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh of how to perceive Klal Yisrael's tragedy and suffering. And Tisha B'Av was already that time. There's nothing new, as we're going to see later on, that happened in the Shoah, aside from its enormity, which was already mentioned in the Torah Akdosha. All of it is seen through the perspective of Torah and Chazal. So the Rav Zatzal argued that that is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is experiencing it through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We don't look at freedom as simply a modern, looking at it from a modern liberal perspective. And parts of liberalism are good. I apologize, Donald Trump. There are parts of it that are good. But at the end of the day, every single part of our experiences are always done through the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And therefore, the night of Pesach is no different. And when it comes to celebrating our miracles as well, our miracles are also done through the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and the perspective of Chazal. In Keinim Advarim, now we understand this bracha. There's no bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there is, according to the Rid and the Rashbates and others, a separate bracha, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah L'Am Yisrael, that precedes the drashos of the Arba Avonim. Okay, so that's lesson number four. Lesson number four is that everything that we experience as a Jewish people is always done through the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, as well as through Chazal. And therefore, there's a natural wariness that always the Chachmei HaMasorah had, that something that was entirely new. And Lil Pesach is no different. Number five. Let's take a look at the Chacham, the give and take with the Chacham. Chacham Ma'u Omer, Ma'u Eidos V'achukim V'amishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. The Chacham says, what are these Eidos, Chukim, Mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you? Many ask that at the end of the day, the Rosh asks a very similar question. The Rosh says, Mo avoda azes lachem, and we're very, very harsh on the Rosh. Lachem velo lo. Ulefisha hotzi es atzlo min haklal, kofar be'ikir, v'chule v'chule. We're harsh on the Rosh. So why is it that the Chacham, who also says, Eschem, we are not so hard on him. So there's a lot to say about this. But I want to bring out one particular yesod. There's one fundamental difference the Mefarshim point out between the Shelas Chacham and the Shelas Rasha. And that is that the Chacham says, Elokeinu, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God. And ultimately, the Rasha misses that point. In other words, the Chacham, with all of his questions, he recognizes we're all in the same boat. He doesn't understand. But he says Elokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu, even though he doesn't understand. This is Yesod Gadol. And this is lesson number five that emerges. And that is that at the end of the day, there are two different ways that a person could approach questions in Emunah. You know, they say a story that Reb Chaim once sat down with a Talmud who had questions in Emunah, and Reb Chaim answered his questions. Talmidim and Volozhin were very excited because Reb Chaim was thought of generally not to address these types of issues. And 3 days later, there was another boy with questions in Emunah. So they went back to Reb Chaim, and they said to him, Rebbe, there's another boy who has similar questions to the boy before. Reb Chaim was familiar with both boys. And he said, I'm not interested in talking to the second boy. They said, what's the difference? 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you spoke to the other one. Reb Chaim said, the first one had she'elos. He had questions. For she'elos, for shailis, dezen and terutzen. There are answers. Aber de tzveite, nishkahat kashis. Erika had terutzen. The second one didn't have questions. He had answers. For terutzen, dezen nishkan shuvas. For answers, there are no answers. What does that mean? Reb Chaim was saying is that the second boy was using his questions as a justification for his behavior. There's a fundamental difference with someone who has questions, and they're legitimate questions. But that individual says, I want to know, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, there are things I don't understand. But there are others, and Yesh La'ayin, how this fits back into Russia, that's not for my discussion today, there are others that their questions are not really questions. They're justifications. In Yiddish, it works beautifully. They're terutzim, they're answers. They're answers to justify what they already have decided on their own. And that there's a fundamental difference between the Chacham and the Rasha. And that, Rabbo said, we have to ask ourselves the distinction between Elokeinu and also the nature of the questions. Where are the questions coming from? Are the questions coming from, I want to understand Elokeinu? Or are the questions coming from a totally different place? Number six. Theme number six. What's the response to the Chacham? It's very, very strange. V'af ata omer lo kehilchas ha-Pesach. You respond to him with Hilchas ha-Pesach. Eim aftirin achar ha-Pesach achfi koimin. So there's so much to say about that line as well. How is that a response? But the Gra, Zechusa Yogen Aleinu, started us off. It's not going to be a full explanation like almost all the things today aren't. But the Gra started us off. And the Gra says, V'af ata omer lo kehilchas ha-Pesach eim aftirin achar ha-Pesach achfi koimin. We didn't get there. But how does Maseches Pesachim conclude? The last Mishnah is the Mishnah of Eim Aftirin Achar HaPesach. Says the Gra, for the Chacham, the response is, go learn. Go learn. Learn all Maseches Pesachim, and then come back again and ask. Your question's a good question. But first learn Maseches Pesachim. By the way, you got to learn Maseches Pesachim. You got to, the whole thing, from cover to cover. Beginning to the end. First learn Maseches Pesachim, and then there's so much that you thought that you didn't understand that will become obvious. That's the response to the Chacham. The moment in which he's starting from the point, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu, the moment in which he's starting from that point, Elokeinu, so then we tell him, Eim Aftirin Ad, Gra had the Girsa, Ad Eim Aftirin Achara Pesach Afikom, until there's another story that's said about Yeshiva Bachrim at the time of the Haskalah. And that is that there were two boys, two friends. Each one of them, at the time of Haskalah, there were many, many questions. Baruch Hashem, we don't live in that generation. We have other challenges, but compared to the challenge of the generation of Haskalah, we Yeshiva Bachrim have it easy. And there were two boys that had questions. They were young. They were about 13, 14 years old. Maybe even a drop older. And one of them was going off to study in university, the other one was going off to study in yeshiva. And they made up that they were going to meet each other 10 years later and discuss their questions in Emunah. And sure enough, they did meet up with each other. And the fellow who had gone to university was very taken aback that his friend had become a Talmud Chacham, a Rav. And he thought that those questions that they had discussed were infallible. So he said, what happened? His friend said to him beautifully. He said to him, those questions still exist, but they don't bother me anymore. A lot of times, when a person begins to throw himself into Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, when a person throws himself into Maseches Pesachim from Daf Beis, all the way, what do we got? Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph? All the way till the end, at the end of the day, so many of those things, when Torah begins to purify you so, you realize that those questions are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to maintain as something mysterious. And a lot of the time, if a person reached that last daf, if he threw himself in from the beginning until the end, then so many of those questions will fall away. Okay, so this is the structure of Magid up until here. Number one, you have Magid starting with the strange halach ma'anya, manishtana avodah me'inu without a bracha. Then you have, we're arguing a unique part of Magid, the Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shnas, and Teir Elam Yisrael that introduces the drashos. Let's keep on turning the pages. We have more drashos. And then another Baruch. Take a look. After Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, which begins the part of Maschel Begnus V'Sayim B'Shevach, and the Rishonim again stop at this. Baruch Shomer after Chasal Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Notice it's the same structure of Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, that we have previously in the Haggadah. Zok Deheilig Yerushainim. What's this bracha? All this is, of course, not B'Shem U'Malchus, but at the end of the day, they argue that these brachos are modeled after other themes of brachos. Like we said, Baruch Shanas and Torah Lama Yisrael is modeled after Birchas HaTorah of the Drashos HaChazal. So too, the Rishonim say, Baruch Shomer after Chasal Yisrael, Baruch Hu, is modeled after another bracha. You know which bracha? The bracha of Dayin HaEmes. Kishem shemevarchin ala tov, kach mevarchin ala ra. That's what the Rishonim spell out in that Haggadah, in that beautiful Haggadah that collects all the Rishonim. Just like we make a bracha on the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we make a bracha on the bad things. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal Haggadah goes on, Shakadosh Baruch Hu chishev esakeitz, lasos kemo shomer lavram avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it all worked out. Sometimes something terrible happens and we don't understand. I have a Talmud who a month ago his father suddenly passed away. We don't understand. But at the end of the day, without understanding, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev esakeitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev esakeitz. There's somehow, there's something behind. There's something behind the plan of it all. K'mosha Amar Avram Avinu b'bris bein absarim. Rav Ram Willig told me a gevaldig mashal from In the Name of the Nesivos. There's a beautiful Haggadah from the Nesivos called the Ma'aseh Nisim that he says from his father. I didn't see it, I didn't find the Ma'aseh Nisim Haggadah, but it's a very, very important mashal. Could be it's one of the most important messages that I could give you in this sitting now together. Frek the Nesivos. The legend has it, the Nesivos asked this kasha. I don't understand this whole glorious expression of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, it follows along the lines of a very particular, very specific, obvious metaphor. And that is, you have somebody, a gangster. A gangster goes over to Reuven and he beats Reuven silly. He beats him silly. Reuven's lying on the ground in a pool of blood. He's lying on the ground in a pool of blood. The gangster walks away. And as he's about to get into his car, he turns around and he says, "Wow, you look really beat up. Come, I'm going to take you to the hospital." So Reuven is like stunned. He doesn't know what to do, but he's dying over there. And the gangster entirely changes his personality. After he's beat him to the pulp, he takes him in his car, takes him to the emergency room, and he begins to take care of him. Beautiful. Zot Nesivos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's you. At the end of the day, you beat us silly, and then you're so nice, and then we say thank you. Tub is expression Yiddish. Timinish kein tivis. Don't do any favors for me. Leave us alone. Don't beat me up. Don't save me. Don't be the gangster, and that's it. Baruch Shomer after Chosoy Li Yisrael Baruch Hu. Shakodish Baruch Hu Chishay Vesakeitz. Every single one of our pains that we've gone through is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishay Vesakeitz. And when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, unlike other brachos of Dayan HaEmes where we don't understand, here we understand. Because the Medrash says in response to Nesivos' Kasha that Mitzrayim was a Kura Barzel. All of the pain of Egypt was there that formed us to be ready to be Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kabbalah HaTorah. So here, we're able to say Baruch Shomer after Chasal Yisrael Baruch Hu. Here we're able to look back to respond to the Nesivos' Kasha and say no. That ultimately, V'achrei Chen Yetzu Berchush Gadol. V'achrei Chen Yetzu Berchush Gadol doesn't, in my opinion, mean simply a material rechush. But rather, Berchush HaGadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ultimate rechush. And that is the spiritual legacy that He gave us, which is the ultimate rechush. So this bracha is on another part. Baruch HaMoklem Baruch Hu is the perspective through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and Chazal. This Baruch Shem Avtechaso is the part of Maschil B'Gnus V'Sayim B'Shevach. And that's what we're right in the middle of describing. And that is a bracha of Kishem Shem Mevarchin Al HaTov Kach Mevarchin Al HaRa. And here, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is also a night of Emunah because it gives us perspective to Klal Yisrael's suffering. In Kenim Advarim, then we can answer another question. The next part of the Agada says, V'hish amdolav oseinu v'lonu, shelo echad bilvod omar aleinu l'chal oseinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzilenu miyadam. These words are one of the most powerful words that exist in all of the Agada. But there's one extra letter over here. It should say, Hisha amdolav oseinu. It's a moment of Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. He takes care of us. What's the Vav HaChibur? V'hi sham dolav oseinu velonu. V'hi, it's this sham dolav oseinu that stood by our forefathers. What's this? The awareness shehakadosh baruch hu chishev es haketz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had everything mechushban. That all of Klal Yisrael's sorrows, all of Klal Yisrael's challenges are all part of this process of the Kur HaBarzel. That's Vihisha Amda. And that is what stands with us. Vihisha Amda La Vaseinu Vilanu is not simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matzileinu Miyadam. Vihisha Amda, that there's a bris bein abisarim, that there is a big picture, and that ultimately, Kishem She Mevarchin Al HaTov Kach Mevarchin Al HaRa. And the lesson of this is obvious. The lesson of it is that we need to spend some time internalizing that our challenges are what make us who we are. And every single nisayon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is there to create the Kur HaBarzel, that one day our midos could be even more refined, that our Torah could be even better, that our neshama could reach higher places, that we could share those challenges with others and make others better from it. V'hi, the Vav HaChibur, Shakosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz. And that is part of the bracha, Baruch Shem HaVtechas El Yisrael Baruch Hu. But we go, Baruch Hashem, from Golus to Geula. The eighth idea, and the last one, is that we continue with these drashos that we described before, of all the tzar, we go through Dayenu, and then we reach the ultimate. The ultimate is not Dayenu. The ultimate is not Rebbe Gamliel Al Yomer Kol Shomer Shlosha Dvar Meilu Pesach Lo Yatzadei Chavasa, but rather the goal and the ultimate is Bechol Dar V'Dar. Take a look, turn towards the end of Magid, and you'll see after Rebbe Gamliel Al Yomer, we have a passage Bechol Dar V'Dar Chayiv Adam Liras Esatzmo. Many have the Mesorah that right after Bechol Dar V'Dar, one covers the matzahs and one raises one's kos. And the reason for that is because the matzos are uncovered because of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. It's lechem oni and the lechem that's used to say the Haggadah. However, when it comes to Hallel, Hallel is said, bepashtus, except for one chidush in Rashi, bepashtus Hallel is said on Yayin, not on the matzah. Even though Rashi says, v'gomrim alav es ha'halel, on Daf Lamed Vav or so in Tzachim, but the Pashtus, the Haggadah, Magid, when we express the hot parts of Hallel, we express that as the final conclusion of praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's done with Yayin. So Magid goes from the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, from that Kishem Shemavarchin Ala Tov Kach Mavarchin Ala Ra, as we described with all the drashos. And then we have the Chol Dar V'Dar Chayiv Adam Liras Esatzmo Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim. My brother Shlita, when he was your age, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, would stop. He asked my father beforehand, speak about L'Kadesh, L'Hachin. He asked my father Rishus beforehand, my brother who's now a big Talmud Chacham, big Oved Hashem. When he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he did something beautiful. What he would do was he would stop. After Pesach Matzah Mar, he would stop for 10 minutes. With my father's rishus, the entire table was silent, and he spent some time visualizing himself ki'ilu hu yatzam mitzrayim. After motzi matzah moror, and Koreh, then my brother breaks out into a big simcha and he sings Ano Avdo Dekutcha Barichu. Mamish, he goes out of Mitzrayim. That's what we say. It's not a big hecher in yonim in avodas Hashem. Bechol dar vador chayiv adam liris esatzmo kiyulu hu yatsami Mitzrayim. We have a responsibility to view ourselves as if we've gone out of Mitzrayim. My Rebbe, the Amshinav Rebbe, Zechusa Yogen Oleinu, said that when we say bechol dar vador, we say lo esavoseinu bilvod gol hakadosh baruch hu, ela afosanu gol imoyim. Not only our forefathers, but we ourselves went out. And the Rebbe said, Afosanu Gaal Imam, that on the night of Pesach, every single miracle in the history of Klal Yisrael, the Six-Day War, all miracles that happened to you personally, and every single miracle that ever happened, Ela Afosanu Gaal Imam, the Rebbe said, that means that every single miracle was put into play at the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which makes beautiful sense based on some of the things that we said above. Ela afoisanu golimam, every single nes, which means that every miracle that we experienced begins with us, chayiv adam liros esatzmo, every single one. And that means that this is a time that's holy for a person to go through this bechina of feeling Yetzias Mitzrayim, maschil begnus v'sayim b'shevach. And as Rabbi Braunspiegel added, Rabbi Chaim's Yisod is that you have these three things to bring you to the point of Liris Es Atzmo Kiilu Yatsami Mitzrayim. And you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself so that you mamish go out of Mitzrayim. Based on this, the Brisker Rav said that we could answer a question, I believe it's of the Shalot. Either the Shalot, no, the Levush. Levush. Levush asks the following kasha. If you continue on at Lefichach, we say, Lefichach anachnu chayavim. So my brother stops by the Chol Dor Vador. And then by Lefichach, we cover the matzos and we pick up the kais because we're now about to sing Hallel. And that's what we say. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodos tahala shabech v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, me'afela lo'ar gadol mishibu le'gula. V'noimar lefonav shira chadosh aleluka. So frek the levush. Every single agada is wrong. Every single agada is wrong. Why? Because levush says the girsa should not be v'noimar. I don't know a lot of digduk, but this I learned from the levush. At the end of the day, if we're talking about sipur yitzis time, what should it say? Should say, V'nemar, we said to you, L'fanav, Shira Chadash HaLukha. Mishabura quotes this. Mishabura says that it should be that the gear should say, V'nemar. Whose Agada says, I challenge you that there isn't an Agada in the room. Despite the Ara L'Levush, despite the fact that it's brought down by the Mishabura, I don't think there's a single Haggadah that says, V'nemar, L'fanav, Shira Chadash HaLukha. For some reason, everybody fought the Levush. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It should say V'nemar in the past. But what does it say? V'nomar lefanam shira chadash alukazok the brisker of beautifully. What did we just get through saying? Bechol dar vador chayiv adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatsami Mitzrayim. You and I, afo sanu goal imam, we're mamish going to go out of Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th. We're mamish. V'nomar lefanam shira chadasha. So we are about to say the Hallel. So this is not just something that's like a fairy tale. It's a nice idea. It's some type of Hasidish idea that comes, you know, from the Sichas Ischaskus or something like that. No, this is in the Halacha itself. My brother used to go to Sinai also. It's part of the Halacha itself. V'noimai lefon of Shira Chadosh Haluka. The Brisker Rav brought out that every letter is Meduyak. And despite the good objections of Levush, there's a deeper pshat over here. And so therefore the last lesson is that we are supposed to take every one of Klal Yisrael's experiences and we're supposed to personalize them. We're supposed to personalize them and make them a part of who we are. And therefore on Leil Tezvav, a person needs to spend time. It could be that not every host is as gracious as my father. To ask the Baal Bayis to wait 10 minutes is quite a request, particularly that there are people around the table who are going to be hungry. But at the end of the day, every single one of us has to ask ourselves how we're going to reach this madrega b'chol dor v'dor chayim v'adam liris es hatzma. So let's just review our eight lessons that we have. Number one, the yisod of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we learned from our Masorah that we heard, mi talmud achar talmud, mi ben achar ben, from Reb Chaim, is that the essence of the difference between Sipur and Zechira is that Sipur is an engagement and dialectic between father and son, and as well as between Rebbe and Talmud. In contrast to Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, we added, is a very personal experience. Rebbe Braunschweig took us all the way to point number eight, on point number one, where he said that the goal of the differences that we have between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with Shelu Tshuva, Maschel B'Gnus V'Seven B'Shevach, as well as B'Shar Shematzel Marim V'Machon L'Fanecha, are all there to bring us to the point of Chayiv Adam Liras Esatzma Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Kiddush is not simply Kiddush, it's a Chelek of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but in what way is a Chelek of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? First you have to work on yourself, L'Kadesh Esatzmecha, Zecher, it starts off with Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because first you have to work on yourself. First, there has to be lahachin atzmai, lekadesh atzmai. We said that the Sfas Emma said that these yomim elu are mesugolim for kedusha. Lesson number three is we start with halach ma'anya and all the implications of the halachas that the matzah doesn't need to belong to you according to most rishonim and poskim, because the essence, in contrast to lulav, which is a celebration of the individual going out from Yom HaKippurim Zakoi, when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, is all about the birth of Klal Yisrael, as Mishpachas Klal Yisrael. And that's why we start with Halach Ma'anya, and that's why the matzah, according to Ruba Rishonim, could belong to somebody else. There isn't particular bailus. It's all about sharing. It's all about the birth of Klal Yisrael and Arvas for each other. And the practical lesson of that is what Ramesha said, that a person is supposed to give a tenth of his time teaching others and learning with others. Lesson number four is from Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, and that is that Baruch Shanas and Tar Lama Yisrael is telling us the responsibility for us to see every single one of Klal Yisrael's experiences through the perspective of Torah and through the perspective of Chazal. The response of to the Chacham is very different than the Rosh, and that was lesson number five, and that is that the difference between the two is based on the fact that the Chacham includes himself in Elokeinu, and that phenomenon is extremely, extremely important of how you frame the question. I remember one time Rav Willig ignored me. I asked him a question. At the time, he was my friend. Now he's the president of YU. So we were doing Shimush and Hilchos Midah. So as we were walking out, I said to Rav Ari Berman, my friend, I said to him, why didn't he ignore me and ask the question? He turned to me and he smiled and he said, Chaim, it all depends on how you ask the question. Baruch Hashem wasn't a question of Muna, right? But at the end of the day, it all depends on how you ask the question. How you ask the question reflects so much of where you are, what you are, and asking yourself, what are you really looking for? And that's what the difference between the Chacham and the Rosh, and that's why Reb Chaim said that some people have Shelos and some people have Tshuvos. Number six, I think, was the difference between the response of the father to what the Chacham asked, and the Grub pointed out, V'af ata amar la ad eim aftir nachar ha-pesach, that the response is that you got to learn. So many of the questions, if you would just learn, some of these questions would fall away. Lesson number seven is Kishem Shemavarchin al Hatov, Kach Mevarchin al Hara, that we saw that we have the bracha of Baruch Shomer Avtechaso Yisrael, that bracha, some Rishonim understand that it is an understanding that the question of the Nesivus, of the metaphor, is ridiculous. Even though at first glance it makes a lot of sense. Tit Minish Kantevis. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do me any favors. Don't beat me up, so you don't need to save me. The answer is no, that sometimes, in contrast to the gangster, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something very, very precious to us when he puts us through the Kura Barzel. And that's the pshat, v'hi sha'om de laviseinu. We're saying a drush now. V'hi sha'om de laviseinu. It was this idea, sha'om de laviseinu, that's what stays with us. This idea that when we go through the tsaros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays with us. Maybe that would be a hosafa to the nesivus. And finally, for every single one of us, the lesson number eight being every single one of us to work on Chayav Adam Liras Esatzma Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. That's why the night is so important. And that explains every single nekuda, every nikud, v'noimar versus v'nemar, afoy sonu gali moem, that every single one of the nisim that we've gone through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already planted the night of Mitzrayim, my Rebbe said, and every single one of us should think about that and spend some time really, really reorienting our perspective both to Tsar as well as to Geula. Everybody should have a Chag Kosher v'Sameach. Yes.
I said that the reason why we don't have Megan Brock on Sabre Season 7 is because it's Shane Loshir.